We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
This Sunday at Lambeau, talk Packers football here on AM 1250 and 105.7 FM, The Fan. It's the Chuck and Winkler pregame show with Ryan Horvath on AM 1250 and 105.7 FM, The Fan.
Hello, good morning, how you doing?
So the week's a lot sweeter when you win, I can promise you that. The scotch tastes better, the sand feels better, you know, it's everything's better. But this is an important one for us to bounce back. I think that's the main focus. Obviously, we know what's coming after this week, and we know what's coming after that week as well. You know, this is an important one for us to get back on track, a home game. You know, we've been good at home this year, and we're 4-1, and, you know, excited about the weather. You know, the colder the better, I say, this time of year. We can set ourselves up to be in a position to play some really meaningful games in December, but we got to take care of the ones at home.
That right there, Packers quarterback Aaron Rodgers, is Green Bay just 2 days away from their meeting with the Carolina Panthers, coming off a loss against the Chargers. Needing a victory this Sunday at Lambeau Field. That game kicks off at 3:25. You're going to look at your schedule. You're going to see noon. If you have the magnets on your refrigerator, no longer a noon kickoff. That one's been flexed to a 3:25 kickoff. Lambeau Field this Sunday. Packers-Panthers. It's the Chuck and Winkler pregame show. I'm Ryan Horvath, producer of the Chuck and Winkler show. The boys will be in 6 to 10 once again this morning. I'll be with you guys from 5 a.m. to 6 a.m. And let's get right to it today, 414-799-1250. Tweet at the show, at 105.7FM, The Fan. We're also over on Facebook. Anything you miss, you could catch on the radio.com app. If you're coming in a couple minutes, you could pause it, rewind it, fast forward, all that fun stuff. Packers, Panthers this Sunday, and I'm pretty excited for this one. I like the 3 p.m. kickoffs. 3 p.m. kickoffs are great because you could sit back, watch the noon slate on the Red Zone channel, and kind of prepare yourself because this is a big game. Especially right before the bye week, coming off of a loss. The Chargers lose last night to the Raiders. We'll talk about that here in a second. Get you caught up on what you miss. First, let's look ahead. It's a big day and a big night here on The Fan. Best local coverage, in my opinion, and we have you covered from right now here at 5:02 a.m. all the way until late night tonight because the Bucs have a West Coast trip that they continue tonight. We have you covered. The Bucs in Utah tonight. Make sure to tune into my buddy Bill Schmidt on the Pick and Save Pro Hoops postgame show, Bucks Jazz. I know everybody's talking about the Clippers, everybody's talking about the Lakers, but don't sleep on the Jazz as a dark horse NBA Finals contender. And I'm serious about that. I really like Donovan Mitchell. I like Mike Conley. Rudy Gobert, one of the best rim protectors in the league. Tonight's a big game. That tips off tonight, 8 p.m. Definitely tune into the postgame show. Give Billy a call tonight. Give me a call right now, 414-799-1250. Also tonight, before we get to the Bucks postgame show, the Pick and Save Pro Hoops postgame show here on The Fan, Packers kicker Mason Crosby, the special guest host with Bill Michaels tonight on the Lodge Kohler kickoff show. That begins at 6 p.m. Mason Crosby, Bill Michaels, Lodge Kohler, doesn't get much better. Once again, that is a 6 p.m. kickoff tonight with the boys. And I'm excited to hear what Mason has to say, especially following a loss against the Chargers. Along with Aaron Rodgers and Tremont Williams, one of the older guys in that locker room, a veteran. Mason, always a good interview. Hear what he has to say heading into Sunday's game against the Panthers. Also coming up tomorrow, this is one I'm excited for. Number one versus number two, Alabama-LSU game of the year. It'll be heard here on The Fan this Saturday. That's a 2 p.m. kickoff, 414-799-1250. Now, once again, here's Aaron Rodgers talking a little bit about what he wants to see this week coming off a loss.
The week's a lot sweeter when you win, I can promise you that. The scotch tastes better, the sand feels better, you know, it's everything's better. But this is an important one for us to bounce back. I think that's the main focus. Obviously, we know what's coming after this week, And we know what's coming after that week as well. You know, this is an important one for us to get back on track, a home game. You know, we've been good at home this year. We're 4-1 and, you know, excited about the weather. You know, the colder the better, I say, this time of year. We can set ourselves up to be in a position to play some really meaningful games in December, but we got to take care of the ones at home.
Need this one at home. Need this one right before the bye week. You come back home to Lambeau Field after a tough West Coast getaway. You need this one at home, and it works in your benefit. The weather getting a little bit colder. Let's go out to the phone lines, 414-799-1250. Go to West Dallas. We'll talk with KJ. KJ, Packers, Panthers, what's your prediction? Who needs to step up and be the X factor in this one?
Man, it's going to be I think it's going to be a tough game. I think the Packers are going to come through with this game. Rodgers is going to get back on track with spreading the ball around. I think he kind of realizes that he can't just go to Devontae, especially, you know, coming off the games before that Devontae sat out and he was distributing the ball really well. I think he's going to get back into that mode of getting the ball around. I say Packers are going to win by a touchdown. They're going to have a hard time stopping the running back for the Panthers, man. I mean, he is really good.
Yeah, he's ridiculous right now.
Yeah, but I think the weather is going to play a big part in that as well. The Packers are going to prevail and probably win somewhere around 24-17-ish. You know, so, yeah, in that area. Also, I want to mention something about the Bucks and Utah game. That's going to be an intriguing game for me. The Bucks have traditionally had a hard time playing out in Utah, especially coming off, you know, the West Coast trip and, you know, already being out there. Donovan Mitchell is a really good player, and now they've added Conley and, you know, of course, Gobert. Is a great rim protector, as you alluded to earlier. I would love to see them get this win. It's kind of going to be a game that, you know, is a slow game. Utah is a weird team to play to begin with, especially when you're playing in Utah.
Oh, yeah.
So, you know, I want to see how they match up with those guys. They're definitely going to have a tough game, though, I think.
Yeah, I completely
agree. Have a great show.
Thanks, man. Appreciate the phone call, 414-799-1250. What's your guys' Packer prediction for this Sunday at home against the Panthers, and who needs to step up and be the X factor of the game? I just mentioned Alabama-LSU. That's coming up tomorrow. Huge game. Coverage begins at 2. That's a 2:30 kickoff. 1 and 2, depending on what poll you're looking at. In the college football rankings, you got number 1 is Ohio State, but Bama and LSU, whoever wins this game is going to have the clear path to national championship game. Now, they'll still have to win the SEC title game, but this is a huge game. I think this is the most realistic chance that Alabama's had at losing in a long, long time. Like, LSU is the real deal. Joe Burrow, their quarterback, Heisman candidate. Nobody really even knew who the kid was. They've changed their offense. Like, you think LSU, you think pounding the football. Like, LSU at one point, a couple years back, had Odell Beckham Jr. and Jarvis Landry on the same roster, and nobody even knew it because all they did was run the football. Now they have a spread offense. They throw the ball a lot. That's going to be a huge game. If you're driving around town doing some shopping or you're just kicking back at home, mute the TV. Alabama-LSU this Saturday on The Fan. Also, we have the NFL on The Fan. We got Bills and Browns coming up on Sunday. Pre-game coverage for that one begins at 11:30 on Sunday morning here on The Fan, right after Fantasy Football Weekly with Tim Allen, Bill Schmid. Great show, 10 to 11:30. Get your fantasy football questions in. I know some of you had some questions that we were unable to get in yesterday with Kevin Payne, who joins us every Thursday from rotowire.com. And so you could give Billy and Tim a call, and they got you guys hooked up. Once again, 10 to 11:30, and then Bills and Browns to proceed that. Chuck and Winkler coming up today. The boys 6 to 10. Ryan Wood joins us at 8:20. We'll hear from Ryan Wood here shortly. Joined Chuck and Winkler yesterday. Had some really interesting stuff to say as we preview this Packers-Panthers game. Also joining us today to preview Packers-Panthers will be Mick Mixon, voice of the Carolina Panthers, play-by-play man. He joins us at 9:30. And Eric Edholm, Pro Football Weekly, our buddy, is going to join us at 8:35 as he drops the twins off at daycare. He's going to give us a call, and he'll give his predictions. And we want to talk a little NFC North with Eric as well. The Vikings continue to be impressive. They are coming off a loss to the Chiefs, but still, you know, I was looking at some quarterback ratings yesterday. Kirk Cousins is right there in the top 10. Dalvin Cook, one of the most dangerous players in all of football, and the Vikings are just hanging around. are hanging around. The Lions, kind of a mess. The Bears, an absolute mess. Mitch Trubisky is terrible. I got to be honest about that. Bill Michaels' show today. He will be at the home of the Wisconsin Herd. So Bill Michaels back in action today. Glad to have him back. And he's going to be at the home of the Wisconsin Herd today. He's got Paul Emick joining him at 12:05. Chris Raybon from the Action Network joins him at 1:05 with some fantasy advice and some gambling advice. Mike Clemens, our embedded Green Bay reporter, joins Bill Michaels at 1:20. The Wendy's Big Show brings you guys home today, 2 to 6. Gary Dolphin, Iowa play-by-play announcer, joins them at 2:35. I didn't even mention Iowa-Wisconsin coming up this Saturday. Iowa and Wisconsin, two teams ranked. Could have been a little bit bigger than it is with Wisconsin losing two games, but that one's coming up. Ben Fennell joins them from the NFL Network at 2:48. Tom Kesnick at 4 p.m. with your fantasy football advice. And then Tiki Barber, 5:35 today. He's going to be the analyst for that Alabama-LSU game that you can catch here on The Fan. He joins the Wendy's Big Show at 5:35, along with Ryan Wood at 4:35. So we got a packed show today. We take you all the way tonight with Mason Crosby and Bill Michaels beginning at 6 p.m. Bucks play the Jazz tonight in Utah. As I said, potential finals matchup. You never know. Bill Schmidt has you covered on the postgame show after. But right now we're talking Packers football with you guys. 414-799-1250. I'm Ryan Horvath. This is the Chuck and Winkler pregame show. What's your prediction for this Sunday? And who needs to step up and be the X factor of the game? I got some disgusting stats about this Packers defense. Once again, have to bring it up of who I'm going to give my X factor of the game and who needs to step up, and I'll give my prediction as well. 414-799-1250. Tweet at us at 105.7 FM, The Fan.
Blake should make a lot of tackles. That's just the nature of the position that he's playing. But I think Blake's very, very hard on himself, perfectionist, wants to get everything right. Overall, he's had some long stretches where he's played really well. And there's been a handful of times where, you know, I'm sure there's some plays he'd want back.
That right there, Packers defensive coordinator Mike Pettine, talking about the struggles of Blake Martinez, especially the past few weeks where the Packers run defense has been brutal. The secondary also giving up some big plays and about to face one of the best players in the entire NFL, one of the best overall football players in the entire NFL, Christian McCaffrey, former teammate of Blake Martinez at Stanford. I actually had the chance to see that team in the Rose Bowl back when I was living in Iowa, covered that game, and Christian McCaffrey destroyed Iowa in that Rose Bowl. Blake Martinez, also a member of that Stanford team, two former teammates. They'll meet this Sunday, 3:25, Lambeau Field, Packers-Panthers. Green Bay 7-2 on the season, Carolina 5-3. It's the Chuck and Winkler pregame show. I'm Ryan Horvath, 414-799-1250, taking your predictions and X factor of the game. We just heard from Mike Pettine. Blake Martinez needs it to step up. This is a scary, scary matchup for the Packers, even at home, even in the cold at Lambeau Field, because Christian McCaffrey could literally do it all. You could line him up behind center. That's how good this kid is. His brother, actually the quarterback at Michigan, the backup quarterback, Deshae Patterson. But Christian McCaffrey can do it all. He could catch the football. He could run the football. And he's an MVP candidate. He's got the best shot at winning an MVP outside of the quarterback position since Adrian Peterson did it years back. And that's the kind of season that he's having. He leads the league in yards from scrimmage. 1,244 yards from scrimmage for Christian McCaffrey already. 8 games into the season. He has 13 touchdowns 8 games into the season. 13 touchdowns. Unreal. Meanwhile, the Packers' run defense has allowed the third most rushing yards, over 1,000 already, 9 games into the season. The second most rushing touchdowns, 10, and fifth most receptions to the running back position this year. So once again, after 9 games, Green Bay allowing the ninth most rushing yards per game, 8th highest per carry average. Unreal. Third most rushing yards, second most touchdowns, and fifth most receptions to the running back position this season. And this is a defense that we were talking possibly being the best in the league. I don't know if all of us were talking about that, but Jair Alexander was. Some guys in that locker room were. Christian McCaffrey getting a lot of MVP love. He actually talked yesterday about that a little bit, about possibly having the chance to win an MVP at the running back position.
Now, we have so many guys on our team who are very, very unselfish, who do so much. You know, I think football is the biggest team game ever. And when you got guys, even like Greg Olsen, you know, Greg Olsen's a guy who's had 1,000-yard receiving years. And, you know, he's a guy that's not afraid to stick his head in there and block. And that says a lot about who he is and about who this team is. So I'm very fortunate to be able to play with guys like that.
Again, that's Christian McCaffrey, and it's funny that he brings up Greg Olsen because the other problem that the Packers have this season is covering the tight end, allowing huge yardage to the tight end and the running back position. So it's a Football Friday. It's the Chuck and Winkler pregame show. I'm Ryan Horvath, 414-799-1250. Give us a tweet at 1057FM The Fan, and give us your Packers, Panthers prediction and X Factor of the game. David tweets in at 1057FM The Fan. He said the Packers need this game going into a bye week. The run defense has to step up this Sunday, slow down McCaffrey. If they don't, the Packers lose this game. Going with the Packers, do enough to win, 28-24. So David has the Packers winning 28-24. X factor of the game. Who needs to step up? Now, we know the usual suspects need to step up. Aaron Rodgers needs to bounce back, right? You can't be in the MVP consideration when you're throwing for 148 yards in a game. Aaron Rodgers needs to step up. They need to find a way to keep Devontae Adams involved in the offense while also getting the running backs involved in the offense. But teams have caught on. Like, if you look, I don't know so much that Matt LaFleur went away from the running backs last week. He opened things up in the second half. That's when the Packers actually started to move the ball a little bit, right? When they went back to the running backs. But defensive coordinators are keying in right now on Jamal Williams and Aaron Jones, mainly Aaron Jones when he's out on the field. They're going to have somebody spying him that entire game. So I think you need to get Devontae involved in the offense. You need to get the running backs involved in the offense. And the defense needs to step up. You can't allow 400 yards like you did last week to the Chargers. Meanwhile, last night, I don't know if you guys caught this, Thursday Night Football, the Chargers actually lose. On the road, I guess you could kind of consider it a trap game, although the Raiders might not be as bad as we thought. They're above 500. They're 5-4 this season. Meanwhile, the Chargers, the team that just wiped the floor with the Packers, they're 4-6. Week 10 kicks off last night. Raiders knock off the Chargers 26-24. If you fell asleep, Oakland running back Josh Jacobs continues to be a beast. The rookie might be rookie of the year. He scores on an 18-yard touchdown run with 102 remaining in that game, and the Raiders now 5-4. The Chargers 4-6. And that's the team that just wiped the floor with you last week. So Packers need a bounce back win, especially heading into that bye week. You go into the bye week 7-3, I'm starting to get a little bit worried. You want to go into the bye week, you want that extra week, that extra rest time, and you want to go in there with a victory. You don't want to be thinking about a loss for two straight weeks, trust me, especially one at home. And the Panthers are a solid football team, but you're facing a rookie quarterback. Cam Newton on the injured reserve. You won't see him the rest of the year. It's Kyle Allen. And what they're doing with Kyle Allen is just kind of asking him, and I hate this term, but to be a game manager. You have Christian McCaffrey, 13 touchdowns already this season, leads the league in total yards. So all they're asking him to do is find Christian McCaffrey, get him the ball in space. So Blake Martinez definitely needs to step up. We've been pretty tough on Blake Martinez, and rightfully so. I'm his biggest apologist. Everybody knows that. I'm in the Blake Martinez and Aaron Rodgers fan club, possibly the president. I stick up for Blake Martinez. I don't think he's the most talented player in the NFL. I don't even think he's in the top 100 as far as athletic ability. I think he's a bit undersized. I think he's too slow to cover running backs. But I think he gives 100% on the field, and I don't think that everybody always does that on this defense. I think that he doesn't take plays off, and he does the most with what he was given. He has, let's just say, some shortcomings, I guess, Blake Martinez does. But the problem is, you can't really take him off the field, right? He's the quote-unquote leader of this defense. And as bad as Blake Martinez is, if he's that bad, why can't Oren Burks find the field more? Because he's been pretty bad. He traded draft picks. He went all in on Oren Burks, and he's kind of been a disaster. And one guy we're not talking about for this run defense to step up and be better, Kenny Clark needs to be better. He had 6 sacks, 8 tackles for losses last season. He has 1.5 sacks this year and no tackles for a loss. Kenny Clark has 0 tackles for loss this season. He doesn't even have 2 sacks yet. So I think we need to start being a little bit harder on Kenny Clark. And this entire defensive line. I mean, you look at Dean Lowry, a guy you paid, no sacks, 1 tackle for a loss. So everybody needs to step up on that defensive side of the ball. 414-799-1250. Mike tweets in at the Fan, says, I think the Panthers upset the Packers at home this week, 37-14. Run defense has been a disaster. Secondary has not been much better. She said 34, says Packers bounce back. They win this one 42-14. Aaron Rodgers has a bounce back day. That's what I'm hoping for. I don't only want to win. I want to see a blowout win heading into the bye week. Like, that's what I think you need. You need a big win. It's coming off that loss to the Chargers heading into the bye week. 414-799-1250. We'll get back to the phone calls and those tweets here shortly. Ryan Wood from PackersNews.com joined Chuck and Bart yesterday. He'll join the boys once again. He gave some inside information. He's been up at Lambeau all weekend. He has been in Green Bay. So we're going to hear from Ryan right now, and then I'll take your calls, 414-799-1250. Your prediction for this Sunday, that's a 325 kickoff with the Panthers, your prediction and your X factor of the game. Here's Ryan Wood on The Fan.
We've been talking about this, these 48 hours that they've been up to or whatever, and what happened in L.A., and it's almost like, are we spending too much time talking about it? Can Matt LaFleur really not take a team to the West Coast and travel? We would put it away, but they got to do it again in a couple of weeks here, Ryan.
That's exactly the point, is that they have now what amounts to probably the biggest game of the year coming up in just a couple weeks, which is that trip out to the only undefeated team in the NFL, San Francisco, which in reality, if they go out there and they beat the 49ers, whatever that mess was that happened Sunday against the Chargers is quickly forgotten, because that'd be a huge win, right? So it's all about getting that right and making sure that they, you know, take care, do it the right way in terms of preparation, scheduling for that game, because that's the one that they can still play. When the quarterback says what he said about the 48 hours, before kickoff, making sure that guys are doing everything right to be ready for the game. You know, Aaron Jones said yesterday that he didn't feel this way, but that there were some guys that would have liked to have left earlier in the day Friday instead of later in the day Friday. Anyone that's taken a cross-country flight knows this. You're pretty tired afterward. I mean, those three-plus-hour flights are long flights, and so getting in late is maybe not ideal in some eyes. So it's going to be really interesting. We're going to have our answer here short enough, because if Matt LaFleur goes and changes the schedule in any significant way, then we'll know what he thought about how it went down in the week before the Chargers. And he's already changed the schedule in some way, because yesterday was the first time in a few weeks that they didn't have that Wednesday walkthrough. They actually practiced yesterday. It was an actual on-the-field, good-to-honest practice instead of just a walkthrough on Wednesdays, which is a change. So they already did a more rigorous week this week.
Yeah. Boy, sooner or later, we got to put that traveling out to the West Coast thing behind us, and I know we're going to be talking about it in a couple of weeks, but they do got a dangerous Panther team coming in here. This is going to be tough for Green Bay, only about a 6.5-point favorite. But Davante Adams, sounds like his toe injury just not quite healed yet.
Yeah, it's sore is what he said, which is to be expected. It's an injury that is bound, you know, if you play on it, it's not going to feel great. But he did have four games off of it. So he's at a place where, you know, he said there's no setbacks at all. He's at a place where he can play. It's just not going to be as good as it was before the injury quite yet. The key is going to be to continue to having no setbacks, and they feel pretty comfortable that they're at a place where there's a very low chance of that happening.
You know, the guy next to Devontae, the number two wide receiver, I think we have a problem with this because, I mean, the running backs are making plays out of the backfield, catching the balls, but none of these other guys ever step up. And it's like, how much longer do we realize MVS is just not going to be that guy? Geronimo Ellis is not going to be that guy. Unless you feel differently.
Well, Matt LaFleur took the onus upon himself on Monday when he was asked about MVS, and he said that he can do a better job putting MVS in positions to succeed in better positions. So is it MVS not developing the other parts of his game beyond being a deep threat? Is it the scheme? It's hard to say now. What we know is that the production just hasn't been there. And I think the bigger issue, though, this offense is what it is in terms of personnel. I don't think it's going to drastically change from here to January. I think this offense has a chance to be really, really good if they can figure out a way to utilize the running backs in the passing game especially, and Davante Adams at the same time. it's such a quirky look that you give defenses when you have the receiving talent out of the backfield and you have a legitimate Pro Bowl receiver. It's not something that defenses go up against every day. So if they can figure that out, which that to me was the biggest issue, is more than MVS and Drama Allison not producing in L.A., it was they didn't figure out how to incorporate the running backs the way that they had the four previous games while bringing in Devontae Adams. And everyone kind of admitted that yesterday. Aaron Rodgers said that they've got to continue going with what had been working. Devontae Adams said that, you know, he knows that he's, because of his role in the offense, he's going to get more targets most of the time, but he doesn't need 15 targets a game. And if he doesn't get that, then he's okay with it because he understands that there's a lot of talent in that backfield as well. So figuring out how to bring both to the table is really important for this team.
Talking with Ryan Wood, by Ryan Wood on Twitter, Green Bay Press Gazette, PackersNews.com. He's on the Great Midwest Bank Hotline. If you're looking to buy, build, renovate, or refinance in 2019, look no further. Call Great Midwest Bank today. Great Midwest Bank, providing simply local, common sense lending to your community since 1935. Packers did make a move, maybe went under the radar for some. Ibrahim Campbell, the safety who they had last year, back from the physically unable to perform list. Is he going to be somebody that steps in and makes an impact right away? I think that Packer fans are looking for any sort of solution they can get to maybe stop that run defense, to stop the big plays, to stop specifically what Christian McCaffrey could be doing on Sunday.
It's hard to see him making a big impact on Sunday just because it's his first game back and from an ACL tear, no less. And it's just, there's bound to be some rust that he's got to kind of knock off. But in the larger scope, this is a Mike Pettine guy. I mean, they played for Mike Pettine in Cleveland. Mike Pettine clearly likes his game. He brought him back a second time to Green Bay. Mike Pettine, it was either early in the season or maybe I think it was in training camp, he said that Ibrahim Campbell, in his eyes, is a starting caliber safety. He's that good. And so he will have a role if he stays healthy, most likely, because the defensive coordinator is a big fan of his. So it will not be this week. It's all about how long it takes for the rust to knock off. There's got to be some rust, but in pretty short order, I would think he's getting defensive snaps.
We don't talk much about the special teams, but the special teams, okay, third of the game, but it seems like to be an issue again this year.
Well, when you're in week 10 and the totalage of your punt return game is -8 yards on the season.
Unreal.
I would say it's an issue, which is just astounding. Mm-hmm. I mean, I've never heard of such a thing.
No.
-8 yards in punt return totality on the season. And they've tried. It's not just the returner. I mean, part of it's that, but they haven't blocked on that unit at all. And they keep trying to find guys that can match up against gunners, and they keep failing. And so it's unreal. It really is unreal that, you know, the return game, the kickoff return game hasn't been all that great either. I mean, they're averaging less than 20 yards per kickoff return. But -8 yards, and only six, they've only returned six punts all season in nine games. It's pretty hard to believe, really. And the reality is that J.K. Scott and Mason Crosby have been just fine.
Yeah,
those are the most important parts of your team's play. But from a return standpoint, they just have had no return really all year, and that's pretty significant, obviously.
Yeah, anytime the Packers are punted to, I feel it's like an automatic fair catch. I mean, whether it's inside the 10, wherever it is on the field, automatically, that punt returner's got his hand up and he's calling for a fair catch.
Yeah, you're not wrong for feeling that way. Like I said, six returns all year, that's the fewest in the league. It's the fewest in the league by two. And a lot of those times, when you go back and watch the film, it's a good fair catch because they haven't blocked it. Mm-hmm. They haven't blocked the gunners. So it's something where
I mean, the constant fair catching can certainly get aggravating after a while, and only six, you got to have more than six punt returns at this point in the season. But you got to block it better, or else you're just asking for the guy to get creamed, right? I mean, if the guy's barreling down on you, you have to fair catch it. So it's both. I mean, I think in hindsight, the decision to move on from Trevor Davis is not looking all that great for Brian Gutekunst, if we're being honest. I think he's averaging over 11 yards per return in Oakland. But again, it's not just a byproduct of the returner. It really probably is more about the blocking than it is even the returner, and or the, I guess, the lack of blocking.
We'll talk more about the Panthers, the challenges that they provide, some of their good young receivers, Christian McCaffrey, that defense, when we have Ryan Wood on tomorrow, 8:20. Until then, enjoy the weather, Ryan, and we will talk to you in about 24 hours.
Yeah, it's not quite L.A. out there.
No.
We'll hear from Ryan Wood here shortly on Chuck and Winkler. The boys heading into the studio right now. They'll be with us from 6 to 10. Once again, busy, busy day here on 105.7 FM, The Fan. Chuck and Winkler coming up at 6 to 10. Ryan Wood back on the show today, 8:20. Mick Mixon at 9:30 a.m. He's the voice of the Carolina Panthers. We'll get his take on this week's game. And then at 9 a.m., Eric Edholm, Pro Football Weekly. Right now, 414-799-1250, asking you guys out there your prediction for this game and who will be the X factor. Mike tweets in at 105.7 FM. The Fan says Packers bounce back in a big way, 34-7. Aaron Rodgers gets the ball to Aaron Jones, and the Packers roll. This one comes in from Cheesehead 6873. He says the Packers will fall this week once again. Go into the bye week. This defense is a mess. I am a little concerned with the defense myself. We'll hear what everybody else has to say throughout the day. Bill Michaels, 10-2. Paul Immig, Green and Gold Insider, joins him at 12:05. Chris Raybon from the Action Network at 105. Mike Clemens, 120, live from Green Bay. We'll get the latest from Green Bay with Mike Clemens on the Bill Michaels Show at 120. And then the Wendy's Big Show brings you guys home today from 2 to 6. They got a loaded show. Gary Dolphin, Iowa play-by-play announcer at 2:35. Ben Fennell, one of the best guys. One of the best follows, I would say, followers on Twitter, especially if you're into film review, Ben Fennell at 2:48 from the NFL Network. Tom Kesenick will be answering your fantasy football questions. The Godfather of Fantasy Football at 4 p.m. Ryan Wood, 4:35. And then Tiki Barber, former NFL running back, analyst for Alabama and LSU. That game coming up here on The Fan on Saturday beginning at 2. Bucks and Jazz tonight. Make sure to tune into the Pick and Save Pro Hoops postgame show. Bill Schmidt has you guys covered after The Fan. Or after the game here on The Fan. And the NFL on The Fan is back this Sunday. Bills and Browns. Coverage begins at 11:30, right after Fantasy Football Weekly. That's from 10 to 11:30 with Tim Allen and Bill Schmid. And then don't forget tonight, Packers kicker Mason Crosby, the special guest co-host with Bill Michaels on the Lodge Kohler Kickoff Show. That begins at 6 p.m. here on The Fan. 414-799-1250, asking you guys your prediction for the Packers game this weekend against the Panthers. Also, who will be the X factor? Who needs to step up if they want to bounce back after a loss to the Chargers? It's the Chuck and Winkler pregame show. Once again, Chuck and Bart will be with us this morning from 6 to 10. They'll be in here shortly. We'll do some crosstalk. Next, I'll give my X factor of the game here on The Fan.
We have 15 targets every game. If that happens, you know, I'll do what I can with it. But other than that, you know, we'll let everybody else do what they got to do to, you know, get that victory.
That right there, Packer wide receiver Davante Adams made his return last week as the Packers prepare to take on the Panthers this Sunday. That's a 3:25 kickoff. It's the Chuck and Winkler pregame show. Chuck and Winkler coming up 6 to 10. Bill Michaels 10 to 2. The Wendy's Big Show brings you guys home today. 2 to 6. We'll go back out to the phone lines, get your guys' prediction for this weekend, 414-799-1250. You can tweet at us at 105.7FM The Fan. Let's go out to Florida, talk with Mike. Mike, what's up, buddy? You think the Packers bounce back this week?
I'll be honest. I don't think so.
No?
I think there's a lot of weaknesses on this team that were finally exposed in the Chargers game. It's just we were winning in spite of these weaknesses.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, anytime you have Aaron Rodgers, you still have a shot. But I think the key to the game really is utilizing the talent that you have on the field. I feel like as long as you don't drink the green and gold Kool-Aid, you know where the talent deficiencies are on this team. But what you do have are two good running backs. and a great quarterback. So I think they need to have more of a 50-50 split when it comes to running versus passing, and then you'll be able to utilize the play action game more.
Yep.
I think they need to give Mercedes Lewis more snaps over Graham, just because, you know, Mercedes Lewis, he can block, and he's actually shown the ability to get yards after the catch because he's hard to bring down. And, you know, I can't say the same for Jimmy Graham. So you kind of have a dual threat out there when you do have Mercedes Lewis. And then defensively, I mean, they just need to maintain their gaps within that front seven so they can stop the run effectively. And I think Pettine needs to blitz more, because I don't think he's been blitzing a lot the past couple of games. And, you know, short of a couple sacks by the Smith brothers, they're really not generating consistent pressure on the quarterback. If you watch that Chargers game, I mean, Rivers, he had all day to throw the ball, except for those couple times that he was sacked. Mm-hmm. And I just think that Pettine needs to be creative with showing blitzes and, you know, fake blitzes and bringing pressure from different areas, you know, to really make the Panthers quarterback off balance.
Mike, everything you just said there, I completely agree with. I think this has been my favorite phone call in the past, I don't know, 3 to 4 weeks since I started doing this show. Where are you at in Florida?
Fort Lauderdale.
Nice. Well, hey, have a good weekend, man. Stay warm out there.
Yeah, you too.
414-799-1250. I completely agree with everything that he just said right there. You have to get the running backs involved. You have to blitz a little bit more. Other than the Smith brothers getting those sacks in the red zone last week, you really didn't touch Phillip Rivers. And Phillip Rivers came out and said that himself last week. He said, I didn't see any adjustments whatsoever, even in the second half from Mike Pettine's defense. 414-799-1250. We'll go back out to the phone lines, go out to Fredonia. Timmy, Packers bounce back this week. What's your prediction? Who needs to be the X factor?
Harvey, I like that bumper music. Little Abacat from Genesis coming in from the, what, late 70s?
You know,
early 80s, whatever.
Are you a big Phil Collins guy?
Well, I mean, that's what they used to smoke bowls and stuff back then, listen to Pink Floyd and all that, you know, back docking and
oh, yeah.
Iron Maiden and
yep,
all that.
Back then,
know?
Yep.
But,
yep.
Oh, yeah, I was in high school. Dudes wear all them T-shirts. But I don't know, Ryan. Speaking of smoking bowls, I think that guy tweeted Packers are going to win 34-7. I think he's high.
Yeah.
So it's just amazing on how people could just, Packers are going to, that Lambo, they're going to roll out their helmets and win, and it ain't going to happen, dude. There isn't, Ryan, and here's going to be another good phone call, and it's a good question for you. Do you think the home field advantage in the NFL is what it used to be? I do not, because
no.
I think teams have found a way, Ryan, to travel better, take care of their bodies better, get better sleep. And I just think, because you got to be mentally sharp, which the Packers weren't. That was an abortion last Sunday. But, And everything your previous caller just said is true, but, I mean, Stevie Wonder could see what they had to do. So, I mean, it's not like it. And it was a good call, but at the end of the day, Ryan, what do you think? Do you think that the road teams are more better prepared? Do you think the home field advantage is what it used to be? Thanks, buddy. I'll talk to you soon. Thanks, Ryan.
Thanks for the phone call, 414-799-1250. You guys could still jump on. You could tweet at us at 105.7FM, The Fan. Good question right there. No, I don't think home field advantage is what it used to be. There's still some tough places to play, but, I mean, look at Arrowhead. The Packers went in there. They picked up a win. You know, you could say Seattle's still one of the tougher places to play, but you could go in there and beat them like the Ravens did. I think that it does matter, especially when it comes down to playoff time. Like, I don't want to go into New Orleans and play the Saints, but they can be beaten there. So I don't think I completely agree with that. You know, gone are the days of 1975 and in the 80s when you'd be put up in a crappy motel. You know, you'd be taking buses and, you know, cheap flights back and forth. The food was bad. You didn't get to sleep in your own bed. Like, I completely agree, especially with just the recovery process and the travel situations. I think that it is a little bit easier to travel in the NFL these days. I completely agree with that. And I still think Lambeau's a tough place to play, especially when we do get in here to the colder months in the winter season. But, yeah, just not what it used to be. 414-799-1250. You still got time to jump on. Once again, Chuck and Bart coming up 6 to 10. We got Ryan Wood, PackersNews.com, joining us at 8:20. Mick Mixon, voice of the Panthers, at 9:30. Eric Edholm, Pro Football Weekly. He joins us at 9 a.m. We're going to talk about the NFC North as a whole. Who's the biggest competition? I still think it's Minnesota, obviously. The Lions kind of coming back down to earth a little bit, and the Bears are a complete disaster. Bill Michaels back today from 2 to 6. Paul Emick joins him at 12:05. Chris Raybon from the Action Network at 105. going to give his gambling advice. I'll give mine a little bit later on. I just continue to hit picks. No big deal. Once again, last night, just on a roll, except for I did have the Chargers. We don't need to talk about that, though. Mike Clemens at 120 from Green Bay. He'll join Bill Michaels. And then the Wendy's Big Show. Stack today. They bring you home 2-6. Gary Dolphin, Iowa play-by-play announcer. He will preview Iowa and Wisconsin if you're still into that sort of thing this Saturday. Ben Fennell, NFL Network, 248. Ryan Wood, 435. And Tiki Barber, who will be the analyst for Alabama and LSU. Tiki Barber, who does a show for CBS with Brandon Tierney. Tiki and Tierney, also the analyst for Alabama and LSU, coming up this weekend. Tonight, Packers kicker Mason Crosby, the special guest host with Bill Michaels on the Lodge Kohler kickoff show. You don't want to miss that at 6 p.m. Mason Crosby, one of the veterans on this team, and he probably won't hold back when asked about what went wrong last Sunday against Los Angeles, so definitely tune in for that. Bucks Jazz tonight, maybe a potential finals preview. You never know. It's going to be a tough game tonight for the Bucks as they look to win, what, their fifth in a row now? Fifth straight. They're in Utah tonight. That's an 8 p.m. tip-off, and then the Pick and Save Pro Hoops postgame show follows with Bill Schmid. And don't forget tomorrow. This is the one I'm excited for. I'm pretty jacked. It'll be my first day off here in about 2 weeks. My wife, she has to work, unfortunately, a very unfortunate event, and my kid has a play date. So it's unfortunate that I'll be on the couch watching this one in peace. Number one, number two, Alabama, LSU, the game of the year. I'm going to mute the TV. You can listen to it on the Fan. Coverage begins at 2. Still got some time before we do some crosstalk. 414-799-1250. Tweet at us at 1057FM The Fan, where you can find us on Facebook as well as the radio.com app. Your prediction for this Sunday's game against the Panthers and your X Factor. It's the Chuck and Winkler pregame show here on 1057FM The Fan.
You can say a lot about Cam, but dude is the heart and soul of this team, just like Christian is, and he's a leader in this locker room. And he's there for me and Will. He's there for this team as much as he can be. So we appreciate him.
That right there, current Panthers quarterback, rookie quarterback Kyle Allen, talking about, I guess, former Panthers quarterback Cam Newton. He heads to the injured reserve. We will not see Cam Newton this season. I thought that was kind of a weird comment when he says you could say what you want about Cam. Who has anything negative to say about Cam? He's one of the great guys in the NFL. Look what he does with all the kids. Look what he does for charity. This segment on The Fan is presented by Sound Decisions. Get your car warmed up first thing in the morning with a remote car starter from Sound Decisions and save during their Drive for Coats promotion. Details on their Facebook page now, Sound Decisions. Bart, Chuck, they joined me now. Chuck and Winkler coming
up here. Were you kidding just there?
No,
About who has anything bad to say about Cam?
Well,
No. I'm pointing to frames.
No, I mean, a lot of people
Why have I been making say bad about Cam?
You're one of the guys. There's like two groups of people in the world. There's people that still can't get over the fact that Cam was salty after his Super Bowl loss,
yeah,
and didn't talk to the media the right way. And then there's everybody else. We've fought about Cam 1,000 times.
Well, I mean, as a player, Carolina is better with Cam than they are Kyle Allen, without a doubt. I said this on Bill's Huddle last night. If Cam was coming in here healthy, I'd be a lot more worried about the Panthers than Kyle Allen trying to beat you. I know he's got a winning record there, but as a player, Cam Newton coming in here and getting the job done, a healthy Cam Newton, that line would be more closer to 2 or 3, and they'd have a real good shot at winning this game. I think Green Bay is going to win, but Cam Newton, man, I wouldn't feel so good about it.
Well, Cam Newton's a great player. We can all agree on that.
Mm-hmm.
I think that the perception of Cam Newton is worse than it should be because of the way he didn't answer questions after the worst loss of his career.
Well, I've kind of gotten over that. That's a few years ago.
But then there's also like, oh, he dresses funny and he wears weird stuff to the podium. Oh. And people...
I've never said anything about that. I don't care.
You haven't said anything about that, but the media stuff you've said a lot about. Well, and I just feel like if there's ever the opportunity to defend Cam Newton, it's my responsibility to do that because the collective thought is that he's a weirdo that doesn't like to talk to the media. He should have dove on the football when there was a fumble in Super Bowl 50.
Absolutely.
He should have done that. No one ever talks about that anymore.
He should have stole those laptops.
You know what? As far as the guy talking to the media, maybe I'm a little more sensitive about it because I cover games. When a guy is winning and he has a great game and he passes for 350 yards, then he talks to the media, but he has a horrible game, and you can't ask him anything, and he goes away. That's my problem with a guy like that. So, no, that's the only thing I had that time, but I didn't make a big deal about it with the Super Bowl. I think he's a great player. man, I'll take him in Green Bay anytime. If we didn't have Aaron Rodgers, I'd take Cam Newton a second as a quarterback, man. I hope that that guy rebounds. It's good for the NFL when he's well, man. He's a terrific quarterback.
Absolutely. It's the Chuck and Winkler pregame show. I'm Ryan Horvath. That's Chuck. That's Bart. They're coming up 6 to 10. Chuck and Winkler here on The Fan from 6 to 10. I'm asking you guys to give your Panthers-Packers predictions and your X Factor of the game. I'm going to hold off on your guys, obviously. 414-799-1250. Brewers fan says Packers 34-31. McCaffrey, the X Factor. He has a huge day. But the Packers win regardless. Panthers stay within six. I think that means he's probably going to bet on the Panthers because that guy likes gambling more than I do. I don't want to talk about that. I know we're going to give our predictions a little bit later on in the show, so I won't even give my prediction. But we've been killing not us so much, but the callers and everybody tweeting into the show and hitting us up on Facebook as well has been killing Blake Martinez lately. Why isn't Kenny Clark or Dean Lowry taking more of a beating? Because Kenny Clark has 1.5 sacks this year. He has no tackles for a loss. Dean Lowry, no sacks. I believe one tackle for a loss or something like that. I mean, neither of them are really getting the job done. Why don't you think we're talking about them more?
Well, linebackers are more the playmakers than defensive linemen.
Kenny Clark, we were talking about him being...
When Mike Daniels was here, those guys take up blockers so linebackers can flow to the play and make the play.
So has that been the difference for Kenny Clark and for Dean Lowry and everybody else on that defensive line is that Mike Daniels isn't there to block things up and kind of free him up? Do you guys think that? Or?
Well, they miss him on like maybe the early down running plays.
But he stumped this
year. I don't think the Packers miss Mike Daniels as much as when you see the run defense is bad. It's not because Mike Daniels is gone. It's just because collectively on the whole they're not getting it done, and now you've got Christian McCaffrey coming up this weekend is going to be really tough. Chuck's right to the point of the linebackers are more of the playmakers. When you watch a football game just casually, like maybe watching the game last night, Raiders-Chargers, you watch the ball, and then you watch who's making the tackle. I mean, you don't really watch, unless you're a sicko, you don't really watch what's going on inside the trenches, unless you're like a former offensive lineman or you've got something to prove to everybody.
Coaches do. I mean, even high school coaches, when they're watching a game or college.
Yeah, like I said, sicko.
Well, I used to hate watching games with my grandpa because he'd be like, watch how the guard kicks out. Watch how the guard kicks out.
Who watches that?
And I was like, Grandpa, I'm watching the quarterback.
Just like at basketball.
You watch the
play. You watch the ball.
But
you don't watch the guy running baseline, setting screens.
Or you watch action. You know, a lot of what the action is. But, I mean, coaches will watch. They can see. What I think is fantastic is when a coach can see what all 22 guys are doing at the same time.
Yeah.
I mean, that's amazing.
Yeah, that's how it was growing up watching the games. But
coaches have
a quarterback.
I mean, on any level, they have a way of just detecting anything that goes on. They can see all 22 guys and what the problem is.
One guy who does watch the offensive line play is Ryan Wood. He joins us at 8:20. Mick Mixon, voice of the Panthers, 9:30. Eric Edholm, Pro Football Weekly. He joins us at 9 a.m. Bill Michaels, 10 to 2. Wendy's Big Show, 2 to 6. I know we're going to talk all Packers today, but I'm pretty excited for this Bucks-Jazz game tonight. Potential finals matchup, or are you guys not really high on the Jazz? Because I think the Jazz are going to be there at the end of the season.
Yeah, well, I think the Jazz are good. I mean, obviously the West is loaded, but I think Utah, Denver, Lakers going to have something to say. Obviously, I think we've all dropped off on Golden State's chances of making the postseason. But, yeah, this is a weird West Coast road trip. They go to Los Angeles, they went to Minnesota, Los Angeles, Utah, and then they come back and play Oklahoma City.
You know how they say work harder, not smarter? Work smarter, not harder. That's what they say. Work smarter, not harder. And you know how I've punted on watching college basketball this season?
Yeah, I hear it every day.
Yeah, well, we don't talk about it, so why get into it? I'm also going to start punting Friday night Bucks games because...
No, not tonight you can.
Why? We're not going to talk about it next week.
Well, but we're fans. We still watch the game.
I was going to see if you guys wanted to come over
for
the game.
Season.
No, I'm still watching the game.
I need some sleep, dude. I am wiped.
It's Friday night.
My wife's back at work this week. I'm going straight home and watching the kid from 11 until 6. Well, then I'm trying to stay up for Thursday Night Football. I can't even make it past halftime.
I know. Everybody else in America doing that.
Yeah, we've been doing this for years.
I'm running up to Oshkosh, my kids' hockey practice. I'm going to Stevens Point. I'm going everywhere.
Yeah, and I see what a lack of sleep does to both of you two. So I'm going to get my sleep tonight. Yeah. I'll tape Bucks Jazz. I'll watch it in the morning when I'm up at 6 a.m. changing diapers. So
well,
I
that
will,
you shouldn't do. Your wife should be doing that.
No, come
6
on.
6 a.m.
I'll respectfully decline
just
your
say
invite,
you're not feeling well.
All right, we got 30 seconds. I know that nobody else really cares about this, but Frames, I wanted to ask you, did you see Tiger Woods yesterday? Tiger Woods, the captain, chooses Tiger Woods, the player,
yeah,
among his 4 at-large selections for the President's Cup.
Yeah, that was been rumored for a long time.
I love
that Woods
it.
Was going to choose himself. Hey, you know what? Why not? If I'm a captain and I feel I'm a good player, I'm going to choose myself, too.
Same here. I love Tiger Woods. That'll do it for the Chuck and Winkler pregame show.
He
Chuck
just won
and
a
Winkler
tournament.
Coming up from 6 to 10. Bill Michaels, 10 to 2. The Wendy's Big Show, 2 to 6 here on The Fan.
Hey, this is Mike McGivern alongside my wife, Terry. Well, thank goodness you finally agreed to trust the team at Bayview Shade and Blind.
What are you talking about?
I trusted them from the jump and really enjoyed the whole process.
You really do live in Mikey's world, don't you? From the first meeting with Daniel to the installation process with Brian and Tim, I was the one really impressed and trusted them from the very beginning.
You know, I know you did, and rightfully so. Bayview Shade and Blind has been around for nearly 100 years. Third generation, family run, local company with satisfied customers all over Southeast Wisconsin.
And you know, I couldn't be happier with how our blinds look. They did such a great job picking out the right shade and colors. Plus, the installation was way better than when you attempted to hang the blinds in our kitchen.
Man, you really had to go there, didn't you? So guys, you want to make your wife as happy as obviously I've made mine? Go to BayviewShadeAndBlind.com. That's BayviewShadeAndBlind.com, and you will thank me later.
Are you looking for a career where you can use your hands, gain new skills, and earn great money? Don't settle for just another job. Become a North Central States carpenter. As a carpenter, you'll get paid as you get trained, so no student loans to repay. You'll make great money, as well as a retirement pension and health care plan. Build your talent, build your career, build your life. Become a North Central States carpenter. Begin your journey today. Just go to betterwages.org. That's betterwages.org.
This is Chuck and Winkler, served up by Perkins Restaurant and Bakeries. WSSP Milwaukee, WXSS HD2 Wauwatosa. Packers, Panthers, this Sunday at Lambeau. Talk Packers football here on AM 1250 and 105.7 FM, The Fan. Sports Flash, right.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.